Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Anzac Day is tomorrow, and so many people across the country will be honouring their day in their own way, or coming together as a household, or even streets will come together. You'll see them on their driveways. But there's one girl who, in my life, I know this day means everything to her. It's one of the first things I learnt about her. She's one of my good friends from Wagga. Her name's Caitlin. How are you going this morning?
Good, thanks, Herb. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Caitlin, you are one of the most beautiful people inside and out, and something that I did learn early on is that you are very passionate about Anzac Day.
Yes, I am.
So how did this all come about? Is it just something maybe when you're in school you learnt about the Anzacs and you got involved, or is it something personal to you?
It's actually something personal. My granddad was in the Vietnam War, and ever since I was the age of 3, I obviously attended Anzac Day marches beforehand, but as soon as I turned 3, my instinct was I asked him if I could march alongside him, and the smile on his face has never been more priceless than anything. Like, he wasn't one to smile. He was very firm, very straight-faced, but as soon as the eldest granddaughter had actually asked him to actually march with him, he was very shocked and very surprised and pretty proud, I think. And ever since 2003, when I was 3 years old, I actually marched alongside him. Unfortunately, in 2016, he passed away due to illnesses, and I wasn't going to stop marching for him. I asked Manny O if I could continue to march and wear his medals on Anzac Day, and she agreed and was pretty proud, and ever since then I've been marching alongside my siblings and sometimes my cousins as well if they'd like to join. We march on Anzac Day, but this is the first real year that it hasn't really happened, so it's been a bit of a shock. I am a little bit upset about it, but I guess it is what it is, and like, health is more important than anything at the moment. So I will be going over to Mum and Dad's Saturday morning at 5:30 to go to the end of their driveway to do the minute silence alongside them.
I think, Caitlin, it's incredible what you've done and that you've been involved for so long. But I do want to ask, because I know it must have been so hard when you did lose your grandfather. How was it that first year marching without him, and what did you feel?
I was very emotional, still to this day, I still get quite emotional. I still get a little upset, but, that first year was really hard. The year before he actually passed, he was in hospital for Anzac Day, so he didn't get to march that Anzac Day, but we did go and see him straight after the march and let him know that we marched and all that, and then, that following year, it was oh my goodness, he's actually not here anymore, I've got no one to march with me. It was really hard, very emotional, very tough.
Caitlin, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Now, that's an amazing thing for someone of your age, and we do have many young people that listen to this show. A lot of people have the perception that this is something for the older people, and because it was so far in our past, it's hard to find that connection. Have you got a message to people that the young people, because this is obviously one of the most important days on our calendar, no matter if you're listening and you're a baby all the way through to, 110 years old. How do the young people look at a day like tomorrow, like yourself, and get that perception, get that drained into them, knowing how important the day is?
I would honestly just say, don't take your grandparents for advantage. Treasure every moment you have with them, because you don't know when it's going to be their last, and appreciate them that little bit more if they have been to war and Anzac Day is important to them. Help them out and make sure they're okay, and maybe even ask them their story if they want to open up about it.
You're an amazing person, Caitlin. You're definitely a role model for the younger generation, even though you're part of the young generation. So I know you'll be standing with pride tomorrow, and no doubt we'll see you again marching next year. That'd be correct, I'm sure.
Yes, that is Correct, I will be.
Your grandpa would be very, very proud of you, Caitlin. So we're sending you love tomorrow, but also keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for sharing, Caitlin. We really appreciate the time. And if you guys want to get involved as well, we are getting behind the driveways at dawn right here on Hit 96.9. For all the details, we've got it right now up at Hit GV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, and hit.com.au as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.